You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The beginning of this week's parasha speaks about how Avraham Avinu goes to purchase the Maris HaMachpelah. And as Chazal already asked, so many psukim to speak about a simple transaction. Avraham Avinu went and bought a cave to bury his wife. Why is that such a big deal? I mean, just to emphasize the question, the simple understanding is that why is Maris HaMachpelah very special? Because the others are buried there. I mean, the fact you have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Maris HaKadosh is all there, makes it a special place. So does it matter really where they're buried? If they'll be buried somewhere else, that would be the holy place. What is so special about Maris HaMachpelah that we have to speak about the whole transaction and the negotiation, whatever Avraham Avinu did, a big asik. As brought down Chazal, you know, big halachas and Torah are mentioned very, right, as the Gemara said, a bit later than Parsha 2, but are mentioned in a very simple, small thing. And here you have a whole ordeal to do with the purchase of Maris HaMachpelah. So what's the idea behind it? We know one of the Gemaras, one of the things the Gemara learns of Maris HaMachpelah, Kayadua, is the idea that you learn Kiddushim of a woman, you learn from Maris HaMachpelah. Kicha, Kicha, Mizdeheferin, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Kiddushim. For Mizdeheferin, you learn Kiddushim. Couldn't the Torah be a different source for Kiddushim? I mean, this week's parasha, we have the beautiful marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka, also half the parasha, more than half the parasha, is dealing with that. We spoke about that in the past, hopefully Beis Hashem in the future. But why don't we learn Kiddushim from there? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to learn Kiddushim from an actual myself Kiddushim? Why Dafka from Zdeferin? What's the significance here of Maris HaMachpelah and the whole story that's happening over here and has to do with Kiddushim? Finally, we find that the Avos HaKadoshim were very busy with davening. We all know, the Gemara tells us, why do we daven? The Gemara brings two shittas. Either because Tfilas Avos Tiknun, the Avos HaKadoshim established it, or it's Keneged Tmidim Tiknun, where they did it Keneged the Korbanos. Either or, the Rambam brings both things, La'alacha, in different places. You see from here that both are true. The Avos established davening. One of the things that we have from the Avos is davening. The Rambam, when he speaks about the Mesoiris HaTorah, the chain of Torah, or the tradition of Torah, and he speaks about how things came from the Marishan to Noach, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, eventually came to Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, until he got to the Torah. So as he speaks about the Avos, he says, Avraham Avinu Nitztava Alamilo, he got the commandment to do Bris Milah, V'tiket Tfil HaShachris. Yitzchak, he did Eruvin, and Mincha. Yaakov did Gidanoshe and Ma'ariv. I mean, it's like the essence of the office. They're establishing the davenings. Our davenings today are based on the office, at least according to one shita, but what seems to be la'alocha. And the way the Rambam puts it together, it seems to be that's the essence of the office all about. Avraham Avinu, what did Avraham Avinu bring? He brought Bris Milah. We spoke about Bris Milah, right, and 2 weeks ago. But Bris Milah is a very big factor in Am Yisrael. And he did also Shachris. And then Mincha, Yitzchak, and Ma'ariv is Yaakov. That's who the others have. That's what they bring to us. They bring the tefillas. What's pshat in that? Why does the tefillas have to do so much with the others? And the others are obviously buried in Maris HaMachpelah. So how does all of this connect together? So we'll start with this idea of tefillah. As we said, the Gemara says it's a machlokes that we both brought down. Why are we daven? Do we daven because of the avos, or do we daven because of the tmidim, because of the korbanos? The korbanos, obviously, where were they done? they were done in Beis HaMikdash. And the others are buried in Maris HaMachpelah. So we have two locations. They're pretty close to each other. One is the Beis HaMikdash, Mokom HaMikdash, and one is the place called Maris HaMachpelah. Is there any connection between them? Interesting enough, this is a preview to that, it says by the, when Avraham Avinu was doing the Akedah, and he ran after the ram ran away, and he was grabbed in the trees and he caught him. What did the ram run away to? Chazal say, Sefer HaZoyer, the ram ran away to Maris HaMachpelah. That's how Avraham Avinu found out about Maris HaMachpelah, because he went there and he saw the vision of other Marishan over there, and that's where he got so called connected to Maris HaMachpelah. So where did the ram run from? From Har Maria, for the book of HaMikdash, ran to Maris HaMachpelah. Then you see that connection. So what's the idea?
What about the fact it says by Yashkimon Baboker, that started out already in Hebron, because that's where he was living. And then he ends up.
I hear. He ends up good point. Good point. Maybe that'll be too. There's the Maris HaMachpelah there. It says Hebron. It says, Reb Tzadik HaKohen says, in interesting enough, in Pri Tzadik and Parashat Shkolim, speaks about the Shkolim, says the following thing based on Chazal. It says like this. Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden. He did something wrong, and he was kicked out of Gan Eden. Where did he go to? He went out to the world, right? The Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu went Lavad es ha'adama asher lukach misham. He went to work the Adama where he is taken from. Where is the Adama he is taken from? So Tzadik brings Chazal that say that Adam Rishon's body was taken from Mokoyim HaMizbeach, the place of worship, the place of the altar, the place of Beis HaMikdash. That's where his body is coming from. Where is he buried at the end of the day? He's buried in Maris HaMachpelah. Why Maris HaMachpelah? So Reb Tzadik quotes it, and I found the Chazal a few places in the Zohar says it. The Maris HaMachpelah is the entrance to Gan Eden. That's where you go into Gan Eden. Adam HaRishon wasn't Gan Eden. He was kicked out. He went his whole life to repent, to do tshuva, to fix what he did. Chazal tell us terrible things. For 130 years, he was an avelus. 130 years is, you know, numbers that we can't even comprehend. Until he had another child, until he had Shais. Adam Rishon was busy with tshuva. When he ended, he was buried in the entrance back to Gan Eden, to go back to Gan Eden. It's brought down there, Tzadik says, in Chazal, that of Avraham Avinu, when he saw Adam Rishon buried in Maris HaMachpelah, he saw him as Adam Rishon Koidem Achet, before he did the sin, because he was able to rectify that and go back to where he belonged to. That's what it says. So it comes out to be something very interesting. The body of Adam HaRishon comes from where? Comes from Mokom HaMikdash. The Neshama, where he wants to go to at least, doesn't say he came from there, but where he wants to go to, belongs to Maris HaMachpelah. That's where it belongs to. You have the body from here, and you have the Neshama from there. These are the two things. Why? What's the idea? The idea is, do we know that an Adam is a combination of Neshama and Guf? That's what Adam is. And what the Adam is trying to do is to elevate his body, to bring it to a higher place. Our whole struggle in this world is to take our body and try to elevate it. Really, what Adam HaRishon did his whole life was to try to bring his body back to the place of the Neshama in Maris HaMachpelah. That's our struggle. That's our pathway. That's what we are dealing with in this world. We're dealing with dealing with our body to try to elevate it. The guf belongs to Mokom HaAvoda. Beis HaMikdash is the place of the Avoda. That's where we are living. And what we are aspiring to is to get to Maris HaMachpelah, to get to a place where the Neshama goes to Gan Eden. It says Chazal, I'll get back to that in a second, just to point out over here, that all the Neshamas go through Maris HaMachpelah to go to Gan Eden. That's the entrance. When we leave this world, To go to Gan Eden, entrance number one is Maaseh Machpelah. That's where we go to. So we're going through there because we're aspiring to get to that. The body belongs to Makom HaMikdash. That's where we're working, but we're aspiring to get to is Maaseh Machpelah. And if you think about it, that's exactly the idea of tefillah, of davening. There are three things. The world is standing on three things. So as brought down based on the Maharal, the Torah is when a person has to fix his neshama, is, you know, dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Torah. It's a higher place. Gvilus Chasodim is dealing with him and his friend. Right? Being a Baal Chesed. Tefillah, Avodah, is a person has to elevate himself. A person who has Peinoi, right, is so he has to deal with himself. Davening has to do with actually yourself. Ritzalik says somewhere else a beautiful thing. It says the Gemara calls tefillah chaye shah. The Gemara says that Shir Bar Yochai did not stop to daven because he didn't want to be mania chaye oilam, but it's be chaye shah. He didn't want to leave chaye oilam, the Torah, which is chaye oilam, and deal with tefillah, which is chaye shah. So the Parsha Peshah, what does it mean, Chayei Shah? Meaning this earthy dealing with this today, the mundane day-to-day world. Really? That's what tefillah is about? Look at davening, says Reb Tzadik. Atach ha'yilom da'as. Chanim etcho bino da'ave askeh. Slach lonu avinu. Hashem, sorry for what we're doing. Hashiveinu v'yisor ha'secho. Karveinu v'yisor. We want to get close to you. Right? Shmakar leinu. That's Chayei Shah. That's a very elevated thing. So, no, of course we're not talking about the mundane day-to-day food and all that. That's all we're talking about. But we're talking about who a person is. All these things that we are aspiring to get to is because we are not an angel, we're not malachim. Malachim don't have to dam, slach lonu avinu. Malachim don't have to shiveinu, isovasecha, shmakar leinu, because you're in a higher place. But because we are human beings and we're down here, we need to deal with the obstruction, we need to deal with the issues that we have in this world. That's why we have to daven all these tefillahs. The tefillah is referring to us as a human being. A human being, we have to daven. By the way, Rabbi Shapir, Zechat Zayin Yevoch, always used to say, the tefillah, pilel, is losha pniya. It's the face. Face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a very interesting thing. It's a shayla. It's really a question that Rishon dealt with. What are you davening to Hashem? Say, Hashem, I want this and this. I need this and this. Don't you trust Hashem to know what you need better than you? To provide you with the sustenance that you need to live? And if you don't deserve it, you won't get it? Or you're trying to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu to run the world? Hashem, I would like to get this, I would like to get it. If you get it, if you deserve it, you'll get it. Moshe also has to say, I'm sure he researched it, that the Arabs, in their prayer, right, which we treat with respect, they don't say any requests. All they do is what we call shvach to Hashem. They all praises to Hashem. You're the great, you're the best, all these things. You say praise to Hashem. I'm not asking for anything. Logical, it makes sense. So why are we asking? Because the idea of tefillah is to put ourselves the way we are in front of Hashem. Say, this is who we are. This is our problems that we have. These are the issues that we have. I know you know it, but I need to go and face it. I need to go and put myself as a human being in front of Hashem. Not just to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there, but where we are and the place that we are holding. That's the idea of tefillah. The tefillah is a person with his body. Torah belongs to the Shema. Torah belongs to a higher place. You're dealing with the deep roots of Hashem. But tefillah is to take us, it's called Chayeshah. It's us with our body, with our blemishes. And to come and elevate that, that's what we do. That's the idea of tefillah. Tefillah is the place where you have the connection. Tefillah is connected two things. Either connected Korbanos, Beis HaMikdash, where the body of Adam Rishon came from, where Mokam HaAvoda, or it's connected Avos, the Avos Tikkun, which belongs to the Maaseh Machpelah. These are the two parts. It's the Guf and the Neshama. It's the Beis HaMikdash and Maaseh Machpelah. That's what tefillah is all about. It's us with our struggle, with our aspiration. When we're holding, we're trying to work and bring ourselves higher to a bigger place. Maaseh Machpelah. That's the idea. The Maaseh Machpelah is the place we can elevate ourselves to a higher place to get to Gan Eden. And to explain that a little bit more, what's the idea that Maaseh Achpelah is called Maaseh Achpelah? So Rav Moshe always used to say, Moshe Shapiro, the Machpelah, obviously Chazal tell us, Rashi brings, Machpelah was double. It was either one on top of each other, one in each other. But the idea of Machpelah really is that we live in this world, in Olam Hazeh. We're trying to get to Olam Haba. What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is the reward for this world. As we know, it's called, in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, it should have been the right grammatic way to say it, the Olam Hazeh, this world, and what should be the other world should be Olam Hahu. Olam Hazeh, Olam Hahu. We don't call it Olam Hazeh, Olam Hahu. We call it Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Ba means the next world. Because Olam Haba is a direct result of what we're doing. As Nefesh HaChaim speaks about in length, whatever you do in this world, you're creating the world to come. Every action a person does rightful, he's building another, you know, brick in his Olam Haba. If he does the wrong thing, he's missing that brick. He has to go and try to progress from Olam Hazeh to get to Olam Haba, to build his Olam Haba more and more and more and more. The people that are able to align Olam Hazeh completely with Olam Haba, for them Olam Hazeh is the exact mirror image of Olam Haba. Meaning, everything they did in Olam Hazeh all connects to the Olam Haba. Most people, they have gaps. They have, oh, they daven, they did some chesed, they did Torah, but then there were some gaps which did not build Olam Haba. Maybe did the opposite. But the people that are the most aligned, that their Olam Hazeh is completely a mirror image of Olam Haba, they are buried in Maaras HaMachpelah. Lashon Kofel, it's double. The Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is basically a mirror image of each other. Right? That's what it is. It's an Olam Hazeh which leads completely to Olam Haba. Maaras HaMachpelah. The other Sekdoshim represent that they are the complete mirror image of a higher place. An example to that, we mentioned here once as well, the Torah tells us, and each one of the Imais, at least the ones that are buried, except Leah maybe, that the Imais were very beautiful. The Torah says, but sorry, Imenu, but Rivka, Fas Toya, Fas Mare, Rochel Imenu. Why is the Torah telling us that? Like, seriously, even in a very, call it, simple understanding. What's that? What do I care? Does it make a difference that they were very beautiful? What's the purpose? I mean, obviously, Avraham Avinu didn't even know his wife was beautiful until he got to Mitzrayim and he saw her image in the water, as Chazal tell us. What's the point? Well, what do we care about that? So the idea is, not the fact that they were beautiful represents a deeper sense. The other Zekdoshi were so aligned, the Olam Hazeh, to the Olam Haba, that everything they had in the Olam Hazeh was a perfect, was full to perfection. Obviously, Yaakov Avinu had Tzaris, which is so you didn't understand, but they had the perfect world. The beauty of the Imois is not a beauty just because they had an extra, obviously it also means external beauty. Chazal tell us, there's not a beautiful woman like Sari Imenu. But the point is that the Ovis HaKadoshim had everything they had in Olam Hazeh complete to perfection. Beauty is, Chazal tell us, Yoifi means perfection. They had this world to perfection. So everything, the way it appeared in this world, is also to perfection. The beauty, they had what they needed, everything is perfection, because Olam Hazeh was completely aligned to where it's supposed to be. Maaseh HaMachpelah belongs to the ones that are completely aligned. The Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is completely connected. So we have the avoida of our avoida in this world is avoida of Beis HaMikdash, which aspires to get to Maaseh HaMachpelah, which is completely aligned. The complete alignment of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. That's why Maaseh HaMachpelah is the gate to get to Gan Eden. Because from here, this is where these two worlds connect in the perfect place. The world, this world, the world above, people that had their Olam Hazeh in the right way, they are able to go from here to the next world. It's aligned. It's connected. Chazal go on and say the people that did not are kicked out of from Ma'aseh Achpel and have to go through a different way to get there. Because Ma'aseh Achpel is the kfilus of Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where you work to get there and aspire to get to Ma'aseh Achpel. Once someone told me, I said this year in front of a different crowd, that's what it says, Chazal, that before they started the Avodah in Beis HaMikdash, they waited for the morning. And when did they know when the morning came? So it says that there was this guy that went up top on the top of the high level Beis HaMikdash, and he said out, he said, Barkan, what did he say? He said, Eir kol pnei ha-mizrach at she-be-chevron. He said, everything is a light. Everything is shining until Chevron. Well, what do you, why till Chevron? He could have said till, I don't know, till Be'er Sheva, till Tel Aviv. He said till Chevron. Because when we say Mikdash, in order to start the work, you have to have the light till Chevron. You have to know where you're aiming to. Where is your goal? Where is your aspiration? Aspiration is to be Ma'asa Machpelo, Lashon Kapilos. That's where you're trying to get to. Because the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, the Tefillah, is a combination. Tefillah, which is Chayashah, means our work in this world, is what Adam HaRisha did. Adam HaRisha was made, his guf belongs to Beis HaMikdash, but his neshama, when he's ending his Avodah, is to get the Ma'asa Machpelah. That's what we're dealing over here. By the way, the Maharal tells us a Gevaldik HaChiddush in this week's parasha. The Maharal says that when all the dead will pop up and will be reborn, where are they going to come out from? Where? Says the Maharal, from Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Big Chiddush. Says the Maharal, the Dover Zeh Mefurish B'Chazal. So my father has a story, became a very famous story. But the story goes, when my father wrote the Sefer, put out the Maharal, the Gurayi, the Parash Chayesara, then there was, he had all the search computers and all that. He saw the Chazal, he says, the Maharal says, that all the Mesi will come out, the Ma'aseh Machpelah, Dovah and Mefurish B'Chazal. He was looking for Chazal, he couldn't find the Chazal. He looked all over the place. See, the story goes, he called up a guy, there's a person that was living in Kriyat Arba, that he collected all the Chazals they have on Ma'aseh Machpelah, each one of them. And he told him, you have this Chazal. He didn't. He has big Tamei Chachamim, nobody knew. So the story goes that he went in Bnei Brak, it was approximately 1990 that year. And he went to Bnei Brak and he sees Chaim Kanevsky walking in the street. Those days he still walked in the street. Alone. Today you can't get close to him. But then he walked alone. He runs to Chaim Kanevsky, says, Rebbe, where does it say in Chazal that the Meisim will come out of Ma'aseh Machpelah? That's what the Maharal says. So Chaim Kanevsky answered the following. That's how he went to response. He said, that's what the Maharal says. Interesting. Let me think about it. Where can be that Chazal? Is it Talmud Bavli? No. Is it Talmud Yerushalmi? No. Is it Midrashim? Midrash Rabbah? Neshtachuma, Yalkut Shimoni, no. Sifri, Sifra, no. Zoyar, no. Maybe it's a mashmos if Tikkuni Zoyar. That's what Chaim said. Within 1 minute, he did a search all over Torah. Avli, Yerushalmi, Medrash, on the spot. My father told me this story when it happened. That's how it was a story. Now, I don't know what the Maharal meant. The Maharal says, don't mefirish b'chazal. Maybe it's a chazal we don't have. But it could be the Maharal is referring to the chazal we're mentioning here. That all the neshamas, when they go to Gan Eden, they go through Ma'aseh Machpelah. Maybe in the Maharal understands that if they go, that's where they go up. So when they go back down, they also go through there. If that's the archway, that's the portal from this world to the world to come. Maybe the world to come back, you have to go through it too. Maybe. I don't know. But it connects very well. This is what Ma'aseh Achpelah is all about. Ma'aseh Achpelah is we aspire to go to a higher place. Just to answer the questions, is that's That's what? The others are busy with tefillah. Because the others are busy with the perfection of us, of our body, to elevate us to the higher world. As the Maharal says, the others are kedoshim, they all got the big shiloh. If the others kept all the Torah kula, so why did, for example, Yaakov marry two sisters? The question of the Ramban. Many answers. The Maharal's answer is that the others kept all the esses, all the do's of Torah, but not the loisas and not the don'ts. Why? Because so based on what we're learning today, we can understand the following. The do's is when you elevate yourself to become higher. The don'ts are when you're falling back. Any person that does an avera falls back. The others did not have the Torah, so doing an avera did not make them fall back. They only perfected ourselves. They only went ahead. They were the S's. They perfected the body to the higher level. That's what the others are. And because they deal with the body before Torah was given, so we had Dech Eretz Shekadma LaTorah. Talking about the perfection of the body in this world, they are Metaken Tefillah. They're very busy with davening. Maybe that's the reason the Maras HaMachpelah is the source of Kiddushin. Because can you do a Kiddushin of a husband and wife really represents the connection of this world and the world to come. So you have a Yud with a Ish, and you have a Hey with a Isha. That's one place of Chazal. The other place of Chazal says that Olam Haba was created with a Yud, and Olam Haza was created with a Hey. Ish and Isha represent, in general, Chazal brings us as well, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael are equivalent to a man and a woman. All the connections in the world are parallel to Ish V'Isha. When we talk about Ma'as HaMachpelah, which is the portal to get from here to the world to come, that connection is Kiddushi. That's where you connect this world, the world above. Kiddushi comes from here. Maybe. And that's obviously the reason why Avraham Avinu was so busy with Ma'as HaMachpelah. Basically, Ma'as HaMachpelah, it's not because the others are there, that's why it's so special. Because it's so special, that's why the others are there. Because this is the entryway to get to Canaan. Avraham Avinu had to define that place. Where is the called the highest place in this world to that world. And that's what the Avos HaKadoshim aspire and get to. That's our connection. That's what it says, that all the tefillahs and neshamas all go through there. We're ending a week, a terrible week, for Am Yisrael. And one thing, just to mention, and obviously there are all the Rabbanim who spoke about it, so just to say one thing based on what we're learning now. Whenever a person dies in Kiddush Hashem, it says that he right away goes straight to Gan Eden and Olam Haba. Why is that so? Because based on what we're learning, the whole work in this world is aspiring to get to that place where we connect this world to the world to come. A person dies in Kiddush Hashem means that his Misa, his death, was a connection of this world to the world to come. By dying, he brought down here, when a person dies as a Jew, Jews represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. So when he dies as a Jew, he's bringing here he died because he presents, because he's the people of God. So he brought here the connection of that world to this world. So he automatically belongs to that connection. Doesn't matter what he did till then. The G'dayishim, as the Gemara tells us, doesn't matter, the Gemara says, that these places of the G'dayishim, nobody can get close to them. Says the Gemara, who is that? Who is the people he can't get close to then? Is it Rekiva v'Chaveirov? The Asar Rukimachus? Says the Gemara, no, because Rekiva v'Chaveirov, even without their death, you can't get close to them. They're so holy. So which are the people that are holy? If Shalom and Mechitzosim, you can't even get close to them, which is because of their death. Says those that died and Kiddush Hashem. Those who represent the Yiddish guy, represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So when we're talking about the parasha of the connection, the portal that connects us from this world to the world to come, our aspiration, our connection of this world to the world to come, this is the week. I mean, there are Niftar and Shabbos, but this is the what we're talking about today. That's the people that die in Kiddush Hashem belong right away to the Neshamas that go directly to Maras HaMachpelah with no Mechitza. We should all be zoichet to have a life which is all aspiring to get to that connection, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring us to the full connection of the world, this world, the world to come, the Gila of the Maras HaMachpelah with its fullest, where all the Meisim will come out, we will see that portal where the whole world will be one big connection, Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.